I'm proud to be a Gurrumpul Guri. I'm proud to be a part of the warriors of Aboriginal resistance. And I'm proud to see all the young people stepping up to take our struggle that's lasted for the last 200 years forward. So pride, proud. First Nations, Aboriginal people, we want what we're entitled to, human rights and proper justice.
We were going to have G20 in our city without protest, without us getting together to say that we do not agree with the agenda of these G20
So the last few days we've had the G20 People Summit, which has sort of been like a gathering together of activists from around the world and around Australia, come together to discuss, you know, what the crisis is and how we can... How can we build a better world, really, talking about capitalism, colonialism, imperialism, and how we struggle against it. And it's been a really, 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 really positive discussion, I feel. I mean, some sessions have been better than others, but there have been, like, I gave a talk on eco-socialism, there's been talks on women's labour, there's been talks on direct action campaigns, there's been talks about confronting climate change. It's about something positive. It's also been a
very
hours.
Political framework. Presenting a workshop on the first day of the People's Summit on with Comrade Eulalia Reyes on the Latin American alternative as compared to free trade, looking at ALBA. But by now, it's very hard to just contain the anger at the over-policing, the heavy security, the major inconvenience to citizens that we're having to experience.
Men of power gathered here in Brisbane. And the world is in terrible crisis at a whole lot of levels. There are economic levels, there's poverty and misery. Millions of people live in poverty and misery. People without clean water, without food. People go to bed tonight terrified to not be able to feed their children the next day. And here in Australia, we're sinking down into precaria. People are frightened about the future, losing their jobs. Meanwhile, we've spent $400 million guarding these people of power. And the world, all over the world, 1% are accumulating all the wealth, 90% of the wealth. We live in a system which is insane. And also, to, of course, the whole ecological crisis, we have made war on nature, and nature will fight back. So we have to stop this at all levels. We have to find our humanity again, and we have to find it soon.
The police haven't moved an inch in terms of negotiating anything. They've insisted all along that they'll enforce the law to the letter of the law, and we've had the dispute for some time that ordinary tools of protest like loudhailers and masks and large banners should be and are legal under the G20 Safety and Security Act as we have a lawful excuse as part of peaceful assembly, which is lawful under the Act. The police, on the other hand, have insisted that they'll use those otherwise prohibited items and possession of them to make arrests and to disrupt peaceful protests. So, and this is against the opinion of the former Queensland Solicitor General, Walter Sofronoff, who came out and said that such items would, in fact, be legal. The police have changed their position time and time again, and 2 days before the march, having previously said that banners and loudhailers would be allowed, they 2 days ago they changed their mind and said that they wouldn't. So the legislation's about suppressing protest. The actual security of the delegates, I think, is secondary.
And it shows you, if there was a serious emergency, what would happen to our liberties? They'd be gone in a blink.
They've shut down a lot of the public transport. A lot of the buses have been stopped because they closed a lot of the major roads. Last night they shut down the city for almost an hour and they wouldn't let people move, so people couldn't cross the road. Cars weren't allowed to move. They were just stuck in the street because apparently motorcades were going through the city. And people were very angry about that, you know. They were out at night just trying to relax and socialise, and the police just locked down the entire city and people couldn't get home, they couldn't go anywhere. The same thing happened this morning on the way to the rally. They shut down a lot of the city, so a lot of the protesters couldn't get in or were delayed getting in for over an hour. And there's just police everywhere. I mean, there are police on police boats on the rivers. There are, you know, police are stopping and searching people on the trains. One of my friends has been searched 3 times in the past 2 days. You know, just when you walk around the city, there are just, you know, cops on every corner. So it's, and, you know, as well as helicopters going over, armoured cars driving around the city, big police vans which have big cells that they can, you know, chuck people into if they wanted to arrest a whole lot of people. But, I mean, really, they're just using that equipment to intimidate protesters, I think, to try and stop people coming out to the big rally today. So, yeah, I think everyone realises that security has been really insane and over the top. And it doesn't feel like it's, you know, a city. Like, it feels like the city's been taken over.
We had our own conference. I don't know if you know, but we had we met at Musgrove Park over here. While these 20 jokers, the fascists over here, met a meeting, we had our own. We didn't fortify. We didn't hire heavies to stand in the street and chase people away. No one's scared to talk to you like these G20 are. Okay? I'll keep it brief, because if you're listening to the speeches here today, you're listening to what resonates in all our hearts when you listen to my brothers and sisters speaking about who we are.
Maybe just too many reasons why I'm here. First of all, I'm thinking all these greedy governments taking all the good stuff for the prone countries and become richer and richer. Whatever my major reason I'm here, because I'm completely against USA administration. Wherever they go, there's just killing, army, desolation, poverty. Unfortunately, this government, Australian government, is follow the stupid American mad government. We are following now the policy. We got Yankee-based armies here in Australia, so we're not free anymore. We lost the freedom long time since this government, Abbott's government, and the Liberal Party government is follow the Yankees policy. That's why I'm here today. And plus, supporting the Aboriginal people, because I believe this government and all the Australian policy is being tried to wipe it down, the Aboriginal people. I'm coming from South America. I'm a refugee myself. I came 25 years ago as a refugee from the dictatorship.
It's to prop up these anti-terror laws that have been introduced at state and federal level. And it's also to set the scene for when austerity bites and people start to fight back. The laws that they've brought in for this particular event, they don't have sunset clauses, they'll stay in. And they'll be used against workers when they want to fight back.
Yeah, I think the cross between a ghost town and a jail is an odd feel.
Justice!